Fuck a boy.
You know what's crazy though? Like, it's never not been whispered. Like, that's always been, you know, that's been going on forever. Remember, like, Pac had the original back cover to Machiavelli had Puff in the tutu. But like with Puff with Pac dying and you know the East West thing, like obviously at the peak with Pac dying, they decided not to put that out there. But
what made this shit blow up, the Cassie shit?
Yeah, man, I think that was just open the door.
Yeah, but once he tried to file a lawsuit with the liquor company, that's when
that's when it really went left on him. Yeah, you're right.
Cassie thing was it came and then it kind of disappeared because it was like, man, yeah, get this money, shut up. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody else started the Me Too thing, but you know, that's only gonna last for so long. But then once he started going at the crackers who got the money, like, okay, Puff, you think this is a joke. All
right. Right. They had to put him back in his place. Yeah, he got a little too reckless.
That's that Illuminati shit. That's what that was.
But I was thinking the whole time though, like if he had to know that shit would happen though. Like he a businessman, like he knows like the repercussions of doing shit like that, right?
No, because his ego got too big. He really felt untouchable.
Yeah, he thought he got too big for it. Like, again, you know, when you, man, they tell you, man, when you lay down with these people, you got to do whatever they say because they got you like this. You know what I'm saying? And when they want to cut you off.
And once they know your secrets, see, that's the thing. They know what you're doing. Just like, okay, you know what? We can link it right back to sports. Deshaun Watson. They knew Deshaun was on some freak wild shit. They kept quiet long as he kept quiet. But then when he tried to be like, oh, I'm going to go do my own thing, Deshaun Watson ain't been the same since. He tried to get away from the Texans right after they just gave him all his money, right? And I would have been pissed off too. Like, fuck you mean? Nah, hell nah. And you a freak wild boy. I know all your little business that we done buried and covered up for you. Okay, watch this. Boom. Now they set his whole life on fire. That's the same thing happened with Puff. And you ain't seen the same Deshaun Watson since them allegations. He lucky he even got to get back to the game.
He don't look right at all.
I mean, no, he'll be out the league in a minute.
Yeah,
same thing happened to every black man who successful and get into a 1%, that 1% group. You know, the 1%, that's the billionaires and shit that we don't even know about. Yeah, they like, man, look, we're going to let you here. But shut up. You know what I'm saying? And don't come from us. Look at Michael Jordan. We ain't heard shit from Michael Jordan since his daddy died.
Motherfuckers do a lot of stuff in the dark and don't think it'll come to the light. But you can never, you know, that's why it's so important to, do your dirt all by your lonely, man. That way you don't have other people with this type of access. Like, how did they know?
It's undefeated, man.
Right. How did they know Puff had all them cameras in his house? He had to tell somebody. So then it gets out, and then, you know, like X said, he upset the wrong people. And then they go, oh, okay, you think you could just do it this way, huh? You forgot what we know. Don't ever play yourself like that. That's why you won't tell nobody your business. But the minute he did that, got a little too big for his britches. Okay, guess what? We finna tell them people about all your shit. All that shit you've been doing. You know, because people was like, you have cameras in your house. I was like, dog, you cannot have no private cameras set up in bedrooms and record people without their
knowledge. That shit was crazy to me when I heard that.
So, you know, that means you got a lot of extra people that's going to be involved in this, too. Because, I mean, it was
people on them cameras getting trying freaky to get out.
Yeah. Yeah. Them boys was in there touching boys. And they don't want people to know because they're supposed to be tough guy rappers and whatnot. So yeah, it'll be some more stuff to spill out, man. Yeah,
y'all think he gonna get like indicted on anything?
Man, them indictments coming.
Them indictments coming, bro. They just built they
security to your house for no indictment. Like they come.
Homeland. They hit this house like he had weapons of mass destruction. Cause.
Bro, when I saw it was Homeland, I said, Diddy, what the hell you had going on, bro? Because they ain't not running in your shit unless like they're ready to hang your ass.
Yeah, they know what they was going for. It wasn't just no look around. You know exactly what they was going for. And they kicked the door down, go give it exactly what they need, and keep it pimping. Yeah, that dude, he's been a disgusted dude for a long time. I never liked him.
The 90s.
Yeah, like I never liked dude because something about him just always.
Yeah, me too. Something that just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, just always, yeah, rubbed me the wrong way. Pause. Like, I don't want him. He just seemed like a dude that, like, when they was like, oh, yeah, you know. Puff like them guys too. I'm like, I don't have no problem with that. That if that's your preference and all,
that's what, he like, man.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Like 50 been trying to tell us for years.
Everybody
think that shit is a joke.
Cam talked about it all a long time ago. And
yeah, I mean, Suge Knight been saying it. Like Suge Knight been trying to tell everybody, you know. But Puff, like you say, Larry L. Puffy had little guy so powerful in the music world because he got down with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
That was his downfall because guess what? You got dirt, they going to expose it. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're coming after them.
Right.
You know, you trying to sue the liquor people? These people's a million. Man, that's too much money. You trying to sue them for what?
Right. Yeah. That'll remind you of your place in because people
get, what he was trying to sue them for, though?
He was saying they wasn't like he was saying they was being racist, what people, not giving him
basically what he was doing to his artists, not getting them. That's all.
He was saying they wasn't putting them like in the forefront, like they wasn't invested in like Ciroc and De Leon, like their other liquors to help push it. Basically, saying basically y'all not doing y'all part, essentially, to you know promote the liquors.
I didn't even know De Leon was his shit.
Exactly. That's kind of the point. Right, because we all knew Ciroc. We all knew Ciroc was this shit. But then yeah, the De Leon, I didn't know yet for a while either. So I think that's kind of what his issue was. Is I guess maybe they were supposed to be more part of the marketing promotion of it. And he was like, yeah, y'all ain't doing this to the other liquors, but y'all doing it to mine. So you know, which could be a legitimate lawsuit, but you just got to be careful who you going at. Because you got to remember who these people might be. Sometimes you just take the L, you know what I'm saying? Go, all right, well, fuck it. They ain't fucking with me like that. And just keep it moving. And you start deciding you're going to go at this individual giant. You better be ready for war. And, you know, just like P said, Puff told Pac that. Don't go to war unless you got your money right. You know what I'm saying? Pac said, I got my money right. I'm ready for war.
I mean, I've seen that.
Anything
video.
Having a Puff, he forgot his own rule. You got to be ready to truly go to war. And what he thinks is money to us, but it's not money to those entities. So, you know, therein lies.
I seen that video.
I'm not one of these like, people that be like, I don't wish jail on nobody. I wish they bury his ass if some of these allegations are true. Because some of these allegations is all children. And I don't play when it comes to kids at all, bro. So, yeah,
that's the part about that got me though. I was like, damn, like what the fuck you had going on?
He's got, I think, really,
when
you know
the
kids
started
really,
coming up.
Yeah, you know what I really think happens because everybody, you know, they call it Hollyweird and all that. I think what happens is once you get access to all this money and then you done like knocked off every little bad model chick of every type, right? Like there's one
enough.
That looked like A through Z. Yeah, through Z. You done did all that. Maybe you just get too bored and now you need this and that to fulfill your desires. So I, you know, sometimes we be complaining, but you be like, bro, it's a blessing not to be in these positions with some of these guys are. Cause like you, I, you know, I tell people all the time, be like, I'm so glad I'm Vanilla Dog. I don't want none of that weirdo shit. You gotta get in all this weirdo shit. You gotta find somewhere to get it. And where you may have to go might be a dark place to get that shit. I'm like, nah, I'm cool, bro. Just give me some cheeks. Women cheeks. Let me be explicit.
Yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah.
I'm good on that. That's it. I don't need nothing else.
Yeah,
anything else is I'm out.
Yeah, they be weird, man. Like I'm just thinking, like, nigga, you can watch porn on your phone or your computer or something. This nigga paying for it to watch it live.
Right, man. You his girl. That's how sick he done got. He paying the. He paying the damn dancing bear niggas to come in there and bang his girl out. Like, what? bro. What's going on?
That is crazy.
And no, that's your twist. Shit. Like, you want to sit and watch this? That's crazy. But hey, to each their own. If they get his nasty ass on some real shit, lock them up. Throw away the key. That's what you get when you do dirt. You get dirt. Too many people got screwed over by that guy. So,
hey, listen,
what happened to him?
Another thing that happened to him too was when Kiffy D got jammed up. You know, he exposed all Diddy stuff. Like, yeah.
Yep. I forgot about the KPD incident.
Bro, I watched a video with that shit.
I'm bringing the Shine thing back with Diddy, the Shine shooting in the club. They going back to the Tupac thing. It's like, yeah, they finna. He screwed.
basically what they saying ultimately about him is that he's just a gangster in the music world. That's all it is. Like, that's why he tried to present this front on TV and stuff like that. Remember he did the shit with Snoop on what's that dumbass show? Steve Harvey show back in the day. Yeah, you know, we don't get into that East and West stuff. And it was all a front to present himself like he wasn't into none of that. But the whole time he was just as into it as Suge was. His image just was different. You know what I'm saying? The shootings was going back and forth. Like, it was Puffy was just as responsible for that East West shit as Suge was or Pac was. And, you know, they try to just throw it on the West Coast cats, but you know, that's why he wanna call himself Brother Love and I'm Love and Peace, and isn't that trying, you know, that way nobody's looking at him. And they make diss tracks and even on the big albums try to act like that wasn't about Pac. Like, come on, cuz it's clearly about Pac, but you wanna sit here and be like it wasn't, especially after Pac and Un died. So, you know, it's just he is probably as evil as you think he is, even though he's been trying to put on like he was something different.
Probably worse.
Yeah, exactly. Probably worse than I ever imagined. Man, blew up Kid Cudi shit. Who fuck with Kid Cudi? Kid Cudi of all people? Don't bother nobody. Your chick left. She you know, ventured over to Cudi house. You done blew the man's shit up. Like, what kind of hoe ass?
I probably was deployed or something when that happened.
It really either, but it was in the paperwork for Cassie. I don't really remember that being a big story. You know, it might have been, you know, swept under the rug at the time. You know,
yeah, I never heard of that shit. They did sweep it under the rug, but yeah, I remember when it happened. I just was like, okay, you know, Diddy at it again, trying to do some craziness.
Intimidate them, man. Yeah, I guess it worked too, because you can keep this bitch. You blow my call. Hey, man, come get her. Hey, come get her. Man,
you going all out about that one, huh?
Yeah, fuck that. Hey, man, you got to go. This nigga crazy.
Hey, y'all believe that shit that, like, Young Miami and, like, other girls had, like, shit to do with that?
Yes. She's a nasty Opa-locka freak.
You see how quick X said that shit?
Quick as fuck. He said season.
Absolutely. You hold out here in the lock.
She don't got no brains, no, inside her head. So,
man, when I heard
money, her thing was, man, whatever I could do to get this money, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, man, I heard her talking about she like niggas peeing on her, I was like, bro, you about sick as him.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you don't see that old girl that separated herself from her a little bit? Like, because she know what
JT on tour right now. On a solo.
Yeah. Tour. They done kind of, you know, as you see one doing music, one ain't. So you tell me how one getting their money.
I mean, but, so the whole initial thing with them was JT is the rapper. You know, but Young Money was the sex symbol because she was, you know, she looked better than JT at that time. You know, so they were just... When they took him into the studio, they were like, maybe you should rap too. You know what I'm saying? And somebody gonna write the stuff for you. And that's how they became City Girl.
Man, that just shows you can have a bird brain as a woman and be bad as hell and blow up.
I mean, half of them, maybe more than 80% of them dumb. But
no offense to the beautiful, you know, intelligent women out there. But yeah, I mean, it seems to be a bit of a matrix.
Listen, when we all was in school, I know everybody go through this. We all was in school. You'll be like, damn, she fine, but boy, she dumb as hell.
Dumb as shit.
Like, how the hell you this fine and you dumb?
Because you know why? They never been forced to be smart. When you pretty like that, you get pretty privilege, right? So everybody give you everything. But I always tell people that every privilege comes a backlash. It's always a yin and yang effect. So sure, you get everything, give it to you. Awesome. But now you don't know how to get nothing for yourself other than using your looks. But that's the only way you know how to attain things.
But see, Larion, you got to think about it, right? Him and X know how this goes. Down here in Miami, boy, if you fine as hell and you got 16, 17 in high school, boy, you got all the dope boys and all the everybody at you. So,
yeah. Everywhere. You like that? Same shit. You know what I'm saying? They come and take care of them. And that, but which is cool, like I say, but think about that. At 16, when you're supposed to really start developing your life skills and survival skills to how to really take care of yourself, you learning that, oh, all I gotta do is give this dudes with all the money some pussy, and they'll take care of me. And that's it. So now from henceforth, this is all they know as a means of survival. They never learn how to actually get their own money and go out there and grind for it. And the more they do that, because I mean, you think about it, in your early 20s, you still gonna be fine for sure if you was fine at 16. So you still gonna be fine in your early 20s, mid-20s, probably early 30s. Still gonna work out pretty good for you. Now here come these mid-30s. Uh-oh. It may not be too hot for you. All them video vixens and stuff we grew up with, a lot of them ain't had nowhere to fall back on. Cause what you doing when it's the new crop of girls? Did you save your money? Did you reinvest your money? Probably not. Cause you just thought some rapper was gonna take care of you the rest of your life. Shit ain't go down like that. But that's a whole nother story. Yeah, where y'all at with the where y'all at, man? Real quick with the distance so far. It's finally the battle we've been waiting on.
I don't really look at it as a diss. I look at like Kendrick Ben said years ago, it's a competition. It's a competition. It's just basically saying who's the better MC. Mm-hmm. Now it's getting it can get towards it to be a diss thing. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like both are going to do their thing. The third dude, he don't want no parts of this.
He going to do his thing. He got to.
I don't think he want no parts of that thing with those two guys.
No, Drake, he the type, he'll say this shit. I'm kind of with you, X. I don't think it's necessarily dissing. I think with J. Cole and Kendrick, it's like a little competition thing, but Drake
He dissed them boys. That was a cold, hard diss. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. All that, aw. That shit ain't he's calling a nigga soft, aw. Nigga, he know what he doing with no damn I'm the best. He was saying I'm the best and y'all ain't shit. Not that I'm just better than y'all. Y'all niggas soft. He saying y'all been dissing me. I caught them disses. He saying I caught the disses. I'm shooting back now. We finally on Front Street with it because it's been little shots back and forth. Like, I didn't catch what Drake was saying, shit big as a Super Bowl, but instead it's just two guys saying things they did in the studio. Saying, like, Kendrick had done did the Super Bowl. And he's like, watch, this shit gonna be bigger than that. And it's just a joint. This just a song we doing. It's just
I ain't even catch that, Larion. I get it.
I didn't catch it until later either. And I was like, that's why they kept saying big as the Super Bowl. But instead, it's just me and you. Like, we so ahead of this nigga. Watch this. We just gonna do this track, and it's gonna be just as big as you appearing in the Super Bowl. And Cole definitely shooting back on that new he dropped that new album. I don't even think that's the album. I think he just
it's like an EP.
Yeah, he just dropped that album, to get that disc out.
The EP before the album drop, I remember back in the day they'll drop like a little EP, and album a couple months later,
and it may have like three cuts. I honestly haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
I thought the first song was hard.
It's cool. I mean, when he said that, he like, you put people to sleep. I was like, well, Cole, your albums do kind of
it's the same sentiment they say about you, right?
Yeah, like I don't know if you're supposed to make that. But then when I listened to the song, I immediately went to a takeover. Like, oh, this nigga basically did takeover, but he did it in today's version.
So I have to, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. When he talked about the, yeah, your first shit was, yeah, like Jay did.
Yeah, he did. I mean, did and stuff. So,
well, how, this is a good question since we there. How do y'all feel about To Pimp a Butterfly?
I love the album. It's different. It's a different album. It ain't the album that you're banging your head to. You know what I'm saying? It's making you actually listen to instruments that he got playing, the words he's saying and stuff like that. So it's different. Everybody not going to love it. But I'm definitely not going to say it's boring. Like, I don't know where you get that one from.
Yeah, it was one that was like a slow burn for me. Like, I had to get into it a little more. Like, I could first play, I wasn't just automatically in. I did love the first track right off the rip. But I like that funk. So I was like, all right, this fire. But the album as a whole took me a minute to get into. But now, yeah, I think it's a really great album. But there's the other side of that coin.
Go ahead.
No, that was it. What you was about to say. What's your thoughts on that one?
I think it was okay. I'm kind of like you. Like, I had to like listen to it a couple times. But I was about to bring up his last album. That shit was trash to me.
Garbage.
That shit was terrible.
That shit was terrible. Awful. I don't care what nobody tried to convince me on. Talking about, nah, you got to, nah, bro. Told me I've been listening to too much Smirk. I said, bro, I don't care if I was listening to Smirk, Papa Smurf, Papa Doc. This shit is trash.
But with these disses, though, I think a lot of people going to take J. Cole and Drake's sides just because they shit is like, you can listen and kind of vibe to. But, like, Kendrick don't drop enough. And then, like, when he do drop, it's kind of like, lately,
That's my problem that I've had with Kendrick, man. Like, but I ain't going to lie. Like, after when he dropped Mad City, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, man, like, man, I just hope that he come back. And it's like every album was delayed. He's not consistent for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know. Yeah, like, when you drop something that fire, you need to come, like, right back to keep you going. Like, granted, real lyricists know, yes, Kendrick, he's out there. But is you trying to sell records, or is it just you just want to be known as a good rapper? Because, like, I mean, his record sales ain't what he thought it was going
to
be.
That's a good question, too. So what is it with him? Like, I know he a great rapper, but, like,
He's an artist.
Not a battle rapper. He's an artist. All his albums went platinum.
He sells.
That ain't the problem. I think the problem is everybody expecting him to drop every other year, which is easy because now you got the internet. Right. But it's two issues why he don't drop every year. Dr. Dre and Top Dog, they not putting music out like that for artists for every other year.
Right, but it's, now he not on them no more. But that was the issue before. Yeah, he not with them.
That's what I'm saying. That was the issue.
Yeah, he not with TDE no more. So we'll see.
That was the whole issue. He got,
and I think that's part of why he did that trash ass album, to be honest with you, on the way out.
Get away from TDE.
Just to get away from the contract.
Weird ass shit. And it was like, we knew people was going to gravitate it because it was Kendrick, right? Same way people do with Cole or Drake. That's how big all three of them are. Like, they fans is going to tell you this is the greatest shit ever. And then objective listeners might be like, I don't know, bro. That shit all right. Like, you could take a person like me. I like all three of these artists. So I ain't got to have no sides in the shit. J. Cole was on the biggest snooze fest on the earth to me until he dropped that last album. Last album, I loved it. He got back in his bag. He even said on the album, like, sometimes you gotta let niggas know you could do that. And I'm like, that's what I've been waiting on you to do. Instead, you telling stories about losing your virginity. And I'm like, bro, I don't want to hear no shit. Me and him damn the same age, bro. Who want to hear a song at 37, 38 years old about losing your virginity? I don't care about that shit, man. Just rap, bro. Get into your bars back. And he got back into that on this last album. And so I really enjoyed it. But like all of those guys got their question marks, but they all dope in their own way. Like Drake, the biggest probably artist ever so far. Like, and he ain't done yet. As far as pop star, sales, numbers, hits, he got all of that, but he can rap. And then, when we talk about Kendrick, like the reason that Future song is number one, because he dissed them boys. So it pushed that up. You know, and Cole mentioned that in the song. He's like, if we weren't dissing them, y'all wouldn't be discussing. So, you know, he brought that point back to the front. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm interested to see, like, what did Drake do? Because all of these dudes is, like, anti-Drake now. We but already know he supposedly touched Metro Woman.
That's what I was thinking about. So, I know Future and Drake was, like, Hank, like, you know what I'm saying, cool, but for Future to let Kendrick put that shit on his album, I'm like, damn, what the fuck Drake did to Future?
You see, this is the thing. And I asked this. I put down a timeline because I really was confused, too. I was like, okay, you mad at me for pillow talking, but then you have to be pillow talking to know I was pillow talking? Am I, you know what I'm saying? I don't get, like, or can you just be pillow talking and shorty just spill it out of nowhere? And then, hey, what I'm you like, mean, he said what? Okay, say, because they saying basically a lot of this is the same problem that always occurs. These rappers always knocking out the same chicks. And, you know, inevitably, somebody probably a lot of times catch feelings, even though they ain't supposed to, right? It's supposed to be, I ain't gonna lie, probably as a teen light-skinned representative, Drake probably the one catching feelings. And then he might say something about Future or something like, oh, you messing with those, you know? Yeah, all right. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really me, though, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's sure like a wash. Say something.
Yeah.
But Larry, the thing is, I think a lot of people, when it comes to this situation, I think a lot of people are kind of blaming Future because that's not what he's known for. He's not known for pillow talking. Supposedly, they was chasing the same female, and the female that they're chasing got a nigga. So it's like, wait,
who is she?
Man, I don't know. Like, somebody posted a picture on the timeline.
Yeah, she's a stripper that works at
Starless, right?
No. That works at Booby Trap on the Rivers.
Oh, okay.
So they going at it about a stripper.
Yes.
Not even like that.
No, she's not. She looked like the rest of them, man. She looked like the rest of them.
But that's what I'm saying. So these guys is always talking about pillow talking, like all y'all pillow talking. Because the minute she started telling me about some dude, I'm like, hey, what you doing? We ain't nothing about no dude. We here chilling. Like, if you don't want to just chill with me, you know, and let it be our situation, I don't want to hear about some other dude you messing with, especially if I know cuz. Especially if that's like supposed to be my people. I really, really don't want to hear about no other dude. But we going to get a little more context because, you know, Ross unfollowed Drake and then Drake invited Ross, the last little chick, to the concert. And so it's always about women, man. These rappers are tough guys and players. But if you really can't be a player, dog, these women are never.
You think some of that shit is envy, though?
But hold on, let me. So another thing is, they said that I think it has something to do with, like, he was kind of upset that Drake and 21 Savage did a joint album together, and it was like some stuff like behind the scenes. And then, you know, on one of Drake albums, on that last album, he got a for my dogs, he got a song called "What Would Pluto Do." They trying to say that was Drake did that Future.
Well, it gotta be. Yeah, it gotta be, but he didn't make it seem like a nasty. He said, "What would Pluto do?" He told that whole, so I did it because he probably a little dig that he know he gonna pick up on because he probably saying, I told you kind of leave that one alone and you went and did it anyway.
I so thought that like, was like a respect song though, like
I kind of, yeah, but see, it depends. Admiration and disrespect is a thin line, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. It could be very thin line between I love, you know what they say, hate is just is misdirected love because it's still energy you putting into it. That's why I say to take time to hate somebody is you putting a lot of energy. I don't have time to hate people. Even the people I don't mess with to this day, people might ask me, do you hate them? I'm like, no, I don't hate them. I just don't fuck because he stay over there, I stay over here. You know what I'm saying? If we see each other, it's probably peace. It's probably not an issue, more than likely. It may bubble up, but I'm not spending no energy now hating them and thinking about them in that way. But I think the envy thing plays a card. You know,
because I'm like, what the fuck Ross got to do with it? I'm following him.
That's what I'm saying. And then the chick came into play. So I'm like, that's the one. That was the biggest, you know, shot to me. I'm like, they got the best collabs. Ross
so on that, what would Pluto do when he was like, what would Pluto do? He definitely fucking on this hoe. So he's basically talking about the bitch that they falling out about.
More than likely. Or a couple of them. That's what I'm saying. And that's the other thing. Them two got all these joints together. They've been doing music together forever. And
for years.
And I don't think it's that deep. And the thing is, I don't think with Future and Drake, I think that's something that they could probably have a discussion and talk about and be like, hey, look, yeah, man, like we shouldn't be doing this. I think when it comes to them, I think it's at that point, because if it was deeper, man, nah, they're probably talking about a whole lot more shit than just that, because they know each other too well, you know what I'm saying, because they've been, you know, they got albums together, they've been hanging out since day one, so I'm pretty sure they both know about each other's dog secrets. And none of that type of shit came out. So obviously, I think that's something that probably can be repaired. It's just like some misunderstanding shit. I think that's what it is. Not misunderstanding, but it's like, yo, all right, bro, look, okay, I was fucking with this. You might argue about it. Hey, let's just dead that shit. That's what I think it is. But I think Future is signing with his homeboy, Metro. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess he has a part in it too. So I think that's probably what's going to be the hold up between that.
Metro posted a post like a week ago and was like, he peeped like certain people didn't repost the album.
Yeah, because like y'all acting like this shit is gang wars now. Everybody got to pick a side. And I like all the artists, but you know, I have an obligation to stay with Team Light Skin. So I guess I will. But I like all the artists involved.
Man, I love it. I love it what it's doing for rap. Because for one, it's a competition, man. I go back to When the Locks was talking about it, they did the song with Biggie, and Biggie got on and talk about niggas talking it, but niggas faking it. I mean, niggas faking it, but you know what I'm saying? And it's like, they took that as, oh boy, yeah, Biggie did this, but
yeah.
Dang, you see how clever he did it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, hey man, that's my partner, but hey, you know, let's give him something to think about. You know, it ain't no hate or no stuff like that. It's just, hey, this is, look, I'm finna give y'all something that will make y'all niggas think.
You know, that's how, you know, Budden always be talking about it, and he always be right, dog. But he a rapper, so he understand that world where it be a lot of shots that we think generic as a listener. But the rappers know when they hear it, oh, he talking about me. Because it be a situation that they both know about. But it just sounds generic to us, so we ain't thinking nothing of it. Like, oh, okay, whatever, you know. He ran when them boys came at him. And we don't know about that story. But it's story B. Oh, yeah, he was at such and such. Some of the Miami boys ran down on cuz. He talked all that gangster shit. He was gone. He put a tracksuit on. But we don't know because it stayed kind of quiet, you know. You may hear about it locally or this, that, and the other. Then these rappers are going to say it, and they just sending shots back and forth. Eventually, somebody might get pissed off enough to say a name. Or at least make it to where there ain't no question. Like, we knew when Kendrick, he didn't drop no name, but we knew exactly who he was talking about at that
point. We knew who he was talking about, especially when it was like, when he said Big Three, it was like, okay, it's only really three rappers who everybody speak about, you know what I'm saying, who been speaking about for like the last decade and a half, and it's those three. So it's like,
right. And then, Cole had just said in that first person shooter, you know, like, we the Big Three, like, we created a league. So he just said that. So he had that to bounce off of, but. Yeah, I mean, I'm like X, man. I'm in it for the blood sport. I don't care who win. I just want to see a body. That's all. I just want to see a dead body somewhere. So we'll see. Drake up next. He got it. He gonna do something. Drake on tour though, so it's happening though.
I just need Kendrick to like drop something. No, don't just give me a diss and then disappear. Like, drop some music behind it, man. Because right now you hot. Right now that shit buzzing and you hot. So you got to, like, drop some type of music. Don't just diss and then disappear. Then it's like, oh, come on, man. Like, he buzzing right now. You see what J. Cole did? J. Cole, did he drop an album? That wasn't just a song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, talking about. He dropped an album, yeah.
Look. Yeah, look, so, man. I mean, come on, man.
But I believe Kendrick ready for war. I believe that was first shot. Well, I think he got a few in the chamber.
He ready for war.
He now, waiting on Drake.
Now, the one thing that was shockingly surprising is on Cole new EP, he got Ab Soul on the album, and Ab Soul came out, you know, publicly said, you know, any nigga attacking Kendrick, they got to deal with my wrath. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, goddamn, man, how you gonna jump on Cole stuff? and Kendrick.
They probably already had the track. They probably
had
to
come out.
Just dropped it just to be like, you know, funny or whatever. I'm sure he would have. He probably would have, you know, told him, "Hey, don't, right now, don't put that track out, dog. But it's too late now." So, but anyways, yeah, like I said, man, we'll see a body. Drake could come off tour soon. He gonna shoot back. I mean, if he'll shoot at Pusha, he'll definitely shoot at Kendrick. That ain't no thing. We'll see. Now, it didn't end well last time. Push made him retire his battle pen for a minute. So, even though I didn't even think the get back, I thought he had to shoot back, and he didn't, man. So I was like, damn, all right, well, took the L, big dog. You got to do it. Anyway, man, y'all boy want to talk a little football?
Yes, sir.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Get up. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes football talk from a barbershop perspective. It's your guy, right back like a pen pal, Larian, here with my usual cohorts. We got a special guest today. It's been a long time coming. I know a lot of people in the streets been asking, where you at? Is there smoke? Is there beef? Is there an issue? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put that out there because we brothers and we ain't like these rappers. We want everything out. But just know he here with us now, man. Say hello to the people. Turnpike Music, please, please, please say the Turnpike.
Please, please say the Turnpike. I already knew who you was talking about as soon as you was like, oh.
I like the rappers. We shooting on the same track together.
I'm not going to say his name, but y'all know who I'm fucking talking about.
Hey, the same track. I'm going to shoot at him, but...
Yeah, Meezy Meez, man. What's up, world? 26 degrees, man. Back at it, man. Long time coming since we all been on, but we here, man. We here. We got the real field, General X. What it do, my boy?
Yo, yo, yo. What's good? What's good? We got Turnpike Meezy off the Turnpike, people. So
take advantage. Take advantage. And of course,
D-Rob
the chef. D-Rob been cooking ever since we started recording. And man, been on pancakes.
I'm trying to figure out what he cooking with Cheerios, but go ahead, my boy.
I know. Well, no. You're right.
All right. Well, first of all, what's going on, fellas? You know, happy to be back on. Hey, secondly, right? So what I do is, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I got some collard greens and some smoked turkey in the pot. I got some baked mac and cheese in the oven. I'm finna grill some pork chops and probably some chicken or something like that. And these Cheerios for my dog. Like, I give him like two or three little Cheerios, little regular Cheerios, just, you know what I'm saying, for him to snack on. So, okay. You know, that's it. So that's what I'm doing right now, man. You know, I'm seasoning up some meat right now. So pause. So, you know.
I wish y'all could see it. D-Rob in the trenches in the kitchen right now.
Boy, I got the beat on.
Hey, man. Well, hey, gotta make it happen, man. Gotta make it happen.
All he need now, he gonna go outside, put his Jesus sandals on.
Yes, sir.
Towel, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, finna get the speakers, take the speaker outside. Cause, I know it's beautiful where you at, cause you like probably like 5 miles away. Boy, it's gorgeous outside, boy. Bruh, it is gorgeous.
Bro, about time. It's been cold as hell, bro.
Yeah, man, this shit, man, it'll be warm for like 2 days, and then like the next 3 days it's cold, but today, man, it's like, it's probably like 72 degrees, 70 degrees, man. It's nice as hell out here.
It's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
No doubt, man. Well, good to be back, man. We just gonna get into it. So spring is in the air. We almost done with spring football. Some teams already, I think, what, NC State played a game, played their spring game already. We do a break. Right? Yeah, I think it was, yeah, just the other day. You know, we did a break like a lot of other schools did. So, you know, obviously they start with a week, take a week off, and then get back in and finish up. So spring game is approaching soon. It ain't, has it sold out?
Yeah, it's, man, that thing was sold out as soon as they allowed people to get tickets. It was immediately right, so the
spring,
sold out.
Spring game but sold
it's,
out.
It's not like public though, right?
Yeah, no, it's not public. They one tier season ticket holders got chance to get tickets. Students at the school got chance, and then boosters.
Okay, I ain't mad at it. I like it actually. Mind your business. It's just spring ball anyway, so.
Right.
I wasn't coming no ways. Cause you ain't about to get me the line sitting around here watching us versus us. I tell people all the time, what the hell I'm supposed to gain from us versus us? I need to see us versus them. It's the only way I'm really going to really measure stuff. I mean, you can see some stuff, but you know, if your wide receivers is cooking, does that mean your DB's trash? I don't know yet. I got to see them against some other DBs. And vice versa. If your DB's locking everything down, then that means your wide receiver's trash. Got to see some other competition. But nonetheless, it is a part of football. It's, you know, and if you listening to this, you're just another football junkie like us. So we'll get into some of the details of what's been going on around campus. We fully padded now? You muted, X.
Yeah, we full pads. You only get 15 practices, so I think we're at 12.
Sound about right.
So we got two more practices this week, and then you'll have the spring game on Saturday. Full pads. The other day they was just in shells, shoulder pads, and helmets. Taking the light because them boys out there battling hard, man. It's some real tough battles going on out there.
Gotta have them, man. That's how you feel real. Real depth, real competition. You know, you have people that will try to undermine recruiting and act like, oh, well, where the results? So they'll come. It comes as you continue to stack talent and create competition, and it starts in the spring. So
they only talk about undermining recruiting because they can't. That's it.
Yeah. As clear as that.
They start every year talking about, oh, we going – have a better recruiting class, and then when they finally understand,
when they don't. Yeah, then we do this every year. I'm like, that's not true at all, though. I don't know why y'all lying like that. We do not out recruit y'all every year. This is a new thing, and even when we did, we was 13 and y'all was 16. Like it wasn't upper echelon. Yeah, it wasn't at the top of the nation, not just the top of the state. We were not at the top of the nation. Now we're at the top of the nation. Talk.
Man, these visitors we've been having at these practices and scrimmages and stuff, bro. I'll be like,
we're gonna be top of the nation again,
bro. It's crazy.
Well, we top 3 to 5. We top 3 to 5. Like that's what it's gonna be consistently from now on. That's probably what it's gonna be consistently, man.
When you get the wins, that's when you'll go to 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. But that comes. The kids understand that too, and. The what's being a little undermined, or they crying about it is that Miami has a great NIL program. So what you're dealing with is, great location, great NIL program, and these kids are starting to stockpile in there. Players understand good players make players better, so they want to be a part of that. Alabama is what it was or is because of the amount of great players that have come through there. Same thing for the other top programs. We ain't got to go down no list. So when you add the fact that you've got a great recruiting staff started by the head coach and we can compensate well, now it's like it's way easier decision to come to Miami. It's a much easier decision now. So the results will start to show, and then it turns the corner. So anyways, we'll kind of breeze through this a little bit because we've been through it a few times, but we'll update it as far as where we are today. We can start. I guess we can just start at the head again, like per usual. Quarterback.
We can just do offense and defense now because we had 12.
Yeah, we against each other practice. Now, right?
Yeah, we had 12 practice, so it's pretty much. Who's standing out offensively? Who's standing out defensively? Offensively, like you just said, talk about the quarterbacks. I mean, Cam Ward is that guy. He's that guy. He's making the offense look extremely better. And when I mean extremely, I mean it's kind of looks real easy for them now.
Yeah, it looks fluid, like it should.
Yeah.
Instead of all the hiccups. A quick question, since you had opportunity to watch both of these guys in person and early at this stage, how would you compare them to like a De'Aaron King, who was probably the last, you know, De'Aaron did a lot for us. We gave him a little hell, but now, be honest with you, De'Aaron was a dynamic quarterback for us in his own right. How would you kind of compare the two at this stage?
Both are the leaders that you need for your team. De'Aaron King, obviously, he was a lot more vocal, a lot more mobile. His passing wasn't on Cam Ward's level. Cam Ward has him with the passing. Like that's not even a debate. So I keep saying it's a similarity because both came in they're going to spark the offense and make the offense better. And this is what Cam Ward is going to do.
Is Cam Ward vocal, Ace?
He's vocal. I mean, not as vocal as Derrick King was, but he's vocal.
Okay.
Sure. Still the lead you need. I've heard good things as far as in that same comparison as De'Aaron, as just being that leader around the locker room, around the program, setting the tone for like how we gonna prepare and keeping it football. Cause you know the coaches can't give us so much contact. They limit it. So it's really up to the team and the team leaders to keep that going. So I've heard great things about that. You know, everybody talked about the you know, he did like the NFL players and took his O-line out. You know, took care of them boys, let them eat good and all that. I thought that was a real, real classy move, real smart move. I don't know if that happened before. Maybe it did. But it looks good, and it is good. So, you know, he's the difference maker, so we can expect a different spark in his offense. Let's turn to the backup situation, though. You know, we got Poffenbarger. You got Emery and you got Jakari. Who's number two today?
Today and for the rest of the season is going to be Reese. Okay. Yeah, I think he just does some things a lot better than the other two guys at this point. Yeah, we're going to have a situation where maybe one of those guys depart after spring anyways.
Who's number three based off what you've seen so far?
So, I mean, after one and two is who you really don't even care who's number three. You just focus on the one and two.
Yeah.
If it's neck and neck, I think Jakari should probably go ahead and cut his losses. I think he's been a great kid, you know, down, loyal to the program, continue to improve his game. And I keep hearing his game keeps improving. But, you know, if it's that close, then I would say you may not have the chops because you should have a bigger lead over Emery by now at this point. That's just my personal opinion. Struggling
with some of the same stuff from like 3 years ago, man.
So, yeah, it's like, you're right. And he's grown and there's a lot of confidence that he can continue to grow and take, you know, maybe another step, but maybe it's best to get into a new environment. And I'm not hoping this happens, to be honest with you. I'd rather see the kids stay because I hate for him to stay with us and then leave and pull like a, you know, it's my man that was at Virginia Tech in Tennessee, Milton.
That's Wait, name, right? Joe Milton.
Yeah.
Milton,
yeah. I hate to see that happen. It took him 5-6 years to really get to be, you know, a good NCAA, you know, quarterback. So I hate to see that happen, but that may be the path he just has to take. We'll see how that goes. But I think by now it should be a clear separation from, you know, Emery. He's been there longer, so it shouldn't even be close.
Because Emery was a true freshman last year, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah, you're a true freshman. Right. So it shouldn't be that close to competition to me at this point. But we'll see. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a departure this spring. And I'd expect it to be Jakari because he's been here long. Emery still in a great position to battle for that job next year. And Jakari would be too if he decides to stay, but I don't know if he wants to battle again. He may just want to go take a job real quick. So we'll see how that develops. I kind of think somebody's out after spring. Go ahead, Rob.
My thing is, like, I mean, if he decides to hit the portal, it's only going to set him back a little bit more unless he go G5. Like, I mean, I don't see him going P5 and him going into a situation. Yeah, like, I mean, Georgia State, you know, Dale McGee, that could be a great situation for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't
think he could go P5. Man, like, he has film and stuff.
He can he can go P5, but my thing is, like, you're not walking into a situation where he's going to be the starter after spring. I don't think that's, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's possible. I mean, no, let me not say that. It's possible, but I think that people are not so far ahead in their playbook and what they game plan, what he's trying to do. Right. I think it might be a little too difficult for him. You know what I'm saying? So he can go P5. Obviously, I love what Jakari do. He can do it all. He can do his thing. But I think if he does, G5 is probably going to be the best bet for him to get on the field like this year.
Right, I was thinking he could go P5 because a lot of people still need quarterbacks, and he is smart. I think he'll get the playbook down. It's about his arm talent, but I think schools would take like his legs as a factor. Like, okay, we really need a quarterback. We might have a starter, but Jakari can run. Maybe I wouldn't put G5.
I think he could go P5 as well. It just depends on the path he wants to take. Is it an immediate plan, or I'll probably take the job next year? If it's immediate plan, then you go G5.
He got 2 years left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got three. He got this year, and then he got two more years after because he redshirted this year. So he got three. So he can go somewhere and still have 3 years of eligibility. So, you know, yeah. Would I love him for him to stay? Hell yeah. But, I mean, hey, he got to do what's best for him.
Don't bother her. My bad. got dog and cat in here now, man. You know, your lady move in, you adopt animals you ain't want. He a good dog. He a good dog. I just ain't want no damn dog. I take him out, pick up shit. I don't want to do all that shit. That's why I got a cat. It was on purpose. But anyways, back to the matter at hand. So, we'll see how the situation continues to develop. Who's standing out weapon-wise, though, X? I keep hearing one kid. You know, we are missing a lot of people, too, so some of that has to be taken into account, more so off the D-line. But who would you say offensively is kind of standing out?
Man, offensively, I'm just go ahead and say the entire wide receiver group room is standing out. Elijah Laughlin,
man, Arroyo, his name come up every three,
every
goodness.
Man, listen, Elijah Laughlin is a football player. I think it's unfair to even box him in saying he's a tight end. He's a football player. He knows Streeter, and I keep hearing other people say this. They say, man, he's basically DJ Dallas for us. And I'm like, well, if he's DJ Dallas, then you know we're going to be pretty good.
Right,
because DJ Dallas gave 140%, you know, on the field.
Right,
Lofton is, man, they put him in the backfield, he does good. They put him on tight end, he does good. He's slot, right receiver, he does good, man. And it's gonna be hard to keep him off the field, but at the same time, you know, Elijah Arroyo, he looks like he's that guy. He looked like that guy who we were like, whoa, when he get on the field, he's going to be in trouble. I see the entire wide receiver group and the two tight ends, those two tight ends, they standing out big time.
So when you talk about it, you know, they talked about Elijah being the best running back because we're short running backs in the spring right now. It makes me wonder, well, what would be wrong with the permanent move? He's got the stature more of a big back.
I was going to ask that because if I know we got Fletcher, but it's almost like Lofton might be our second best running back, low key. I know Allen's out, but
well, you know, one thing about Mario, he wants his running backs to be able to block. That's the issue with the current running backs, the blocking. You know, so it's like you put Lofton in at running back, you automatically know he could block because that's what he does at tight end. You know, so I definitely don't think it'll be a permanent thing. You know, it'll be, we need you for now. You know what I'm saying? Until we get our running backs back healthy. You know, Chris Johnson and Citizen are battling to see who's going to be running back one coming out of spring. They're both doing good. You know, you obviously want Chris Johnson to add more weight, but his speed is shit that we've never seen in Miami. I don't think we ever seen somebody this fast at running back in Miami.
But see, I'm with Larry, and like, I don't want to say permanent, but Lofton throughout his career at Miami, depending on like how we recruit and stuff at that position, he's going to get carries there? Because like, what I'm hearing is he looks like a natural too.
Yeah, he can get carries there. Again, like I just spoke about, like he does the best job blocking when he's at running back. It's, you know, as far as the running backs, but because that's just something that he naturally does because he's a tight end.
Fletch is out for spring, so he can't really practice that.
Yeah,
Lofton sounds like the kind of player you want that if you could play the game with fatigue off, and then I could just plug him in all these different positions. Pause. No Diddy. to you know, and just let him get the ball in his hands. Damn, no Diddy again.
Yeah, it sounded crazy.
That one did sound crazy for sure. But yeah, he just seems like a creative player type, like where you made yourself realistic with the stats, but you doing things outside of what you think he's supposed to do. Because everything I hear is this kid is just, his IQ's there. He's incredibly strong. He's fast, you know, he's got explosiveness. He's just, but he's in a 6'2 frame. So it's like,
where do I put him?
Prototype of especially the tight end position. But I'm real excited about, you know, speaking of the offense, what Shannon created. Because I was one of the people that was screaming for get Rashard the ball more last year. Because he just showed us that, you give him the opportunity, he really can make stuff happen. So this is, you know, this year is going to be a great proving ground for Shannon Dawson, because, you know, X said we got the QB, we got the wide receivers, we got the tight ends. The O-line probably won't be as good as last year, but it will be good. It'll still be talented and well-coached. You got some backs for sure. You just dealing with a few injury issues, but we got backs. So when you got all these things at your disposal and a unique weapon, I want to see some really explosive offense out there. I want to see 40 points a game. And I don't think that's a far cry from what should be expected, especially in today's modern game.
We did 32 and a half. I think it was 32.8 or something like that last right. year.
Right, and I take all them turnovers away.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Take the turnovers away, you probably get up to 40. So it's definitely not far-fetched. 40 is definitely possible with Cam Ward. And I'm not even being a homer. I'm just telling you what I see with my eyes. We're going to have some big plays. It's going to be a big play offense, man. We kind of lied last year talking about we going vertical. We really going vertical this year, man. We going vertical, man. George, he still continued to just show everybody that he's, you know, a big play receiver. Zay Horton has gotten so much better. He looks like the physical receiver we've been lacking for so long. Looking at JoJo, you don't even think he's a freshman. You're like, damn, he kind of looks, you know, he plays like he's a upperclassman. He's just that good. Of course, Restrepo, shit, I don't even know what to say about that guy, man. He's doing something that makes my eyes get wild. I'm like, shit.
Is he an NFL receiver at this point?
Restrepo's an NFL receiver.
No doubt. I think so, too. I think he'll be a late-round pick just because he's small you know, that just makes sense. You don't have to necessarily invest a lot unless he just was crazy fast. But he'll be a NFL slot, I believe. I think he's going to be a better Berrios.
Man, his work ethic is matched to none. Nobody, I don't think nobody works as hard as he does. Each year he has gotten better, and that's called development. When you get to college, you know what I'm saying? If you start at this point, you're supposed to always end up over here. You know, a lot of kids probably start in the middle and then they stay there, but he's gotten better every year. So, him, Night Car, another speedster, man.
How Ray Ray looking at X?
Ray, oh my gosh, Ray Ray. Every time Ray Ray does something, man, Ray Ray, he comes to the sideline like, man, this shit too easy.
So with that being said, the wide receiver room being loaded, you expect any spring departures maybe there? Maybe a body might leave out of there?
Only one I'm thinking, and he's starting to pick it up, but I'm just thinking he might get overlooked, and that's just me. That was Shamar Kirk. I just didn't think
You
know what I'm saying? He was a death piece, though. Really.
What about Redding?
I mean,
I heard nothing about him.
He just got in.
Yeah, we don't expect Redding to play much. I mean, but Redding is the
king.
Yeah, he the GPA guy. Man, we
got. Yeah, Redding just got like a crazy honor at Miami.
Yeah, he got tapped in the Iron Spear Society. Yeah. Berrios in that too. Yeah, that's not for everybody, bro. Like these academic guys. Redding always was an academic guy though. So, who happened to play football? I don't think he care much about playing no more at this point. Like when you smart like that, man, I think you got it on your mind, like where you really fit in this world. So it's like, hey, I enjoy playing football. It's fun to me, but I see that, hey, these guys are on another level. So I'm gonna still be here. I'm gonna still support my team. But I'm gonna go be an engineer, you know, when it's all said.
He's gonna be a future big time booster for football because he played football. He knows what it is, and he's gonna, you know, be very successful, make a lot of money, and he's gonna give back to the football program.
There you go. You gotta have those guys too. You gotta have those kind of guys around the program as well. So yeah, the wide receiver room is looking like it's on fire. I've been hearing nothing but good things about that. And you know, we already talked running backs. We need to get a little healthier there. Flip side of the ball, defense. Quite a few bodies missing. But still got a lot in there, man. Some of your young guys.
I'm gonna say that front seven, boy. That front seven gonna be good. That front seven gonna be real good this season. So last year we went into the fall camp thinking, man, we ain't gonna be able to stop the run. You know what I'm saying? And that was probably one of our best seasons in stopping the run.
That was chaos.
The noise is, oh, man, we not looking too good stopping the pass. And I'm like, well, you know, remember we did this last year with the run. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know until we seen it.
And I'm like thinking, I say, it's us versus us.
Yeah, I think Lance Gilgeous, he going to know. Because the other day, man, the defense did get the better of the offense. You know what I'm saying? Once Lance Gilgeous was able to say, okay, well, let me start dialing up some of these plays.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
We got a quarterback like we're supposed to have. Like, he's going to cause issues for any defense. So I think it'll be an issue if the DBs are locking shit up every goddamn practice or scrimmage.
The only issue I have with the defensive back, the secondary room is depth. I don't think we have enough depth. With cornerbacks or safety, we just don't have the depth that we need. So we still waiting on some guys to come in from summer camp.
You think we have the talent to be good with like the starters and stuff, or it's like a whole issue?
Yeah. We got the talent. We don't have the elite talent though. But we got the talent, you know, to be good. You know, college football, man. If your defensive line is good, guess what? Your secondary gonna be good.
So that's corner and safety. You saying we don't have the elite talent?
Yeah, we don't have it just yet. We had some corners who we thought should be starting this year. They left early. I mean, they left to other teams. And then losing Cam and James, you can't replace that. I don't care how good you recruit. You just don't replace that just immediately. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be kind of hard fought. But I think now the secondary will play a lot better because nobody's really going to say, well, I got to try to make up for the lack of this over there. Everybody's going to just do their part, which is what they need to do.
Yeah, you create the pass rush. We brought a whole bunch of bodies in, you know, on the defensive ends. Romello Height, I'm sure all of y'all remember him. I'll be honest with you, I don't like it. Just because, I mean, yeah, he played Manny, but he played Miami too.
Like, yeah, but
it was a bad look. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. I get it. He ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah, I get it. But I'm like, it was a bad look. Now he older. I give him that. He's mature. Clearly, if
Miami. Yeah, I don't like anything.
But we'll see. I mean, they kind of seem like the philosophy is you can't have enough body at defensive line. I kind of get that, even though our D-line held up well last year despite injuries. You know, Mezzador out, you know, pretty much the whole season. Who was supposed to be a key contributor for us. Najee, you know, people want to write him off already as well. But I think Mario views him as a starter when he gets back in and gets, you know, gets fully healthy as well. And these guys right now kind of bubble wrap. Look at this man here showing
his shit. You know his kid who's been, I can't even call him a kid, but who's kind of been shockingly impressive so far was the, Austin?
Cole McConaughey?
The transfer from Marshall.
Austin.
He looks impressive so far. He looks like he's going to make some plays for us. Him, yeah, the Colin McCarthy kid, he's good. He's good. He's definitely going to play. If not this year, he definitely plays next year. Wayne's looking good. Ruben Bain, he's getting back to, you know, he was banged up for a couple of days. CJ Clark, he's going to be that run stopper we haven't had.
Monster in the middle.
Yeah, he's a wide guy. Every time I see him, I'm like, damn, I just ain't know he was that wide. But then I'm like, okay, I see why North Carolina State defense was kind of good because he was in the middle, stopping shit in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Right.
X, I don't know how much you can say, but do you expect Kelly on the roster?
Kelly? I mean, yeah.
Kelly who?
Talk about Najee Kelly.
Najee Kelly.
Yeah. I don't think Najee going away. He got hurt.
That's just fan shit, man. That's all. Like, he'll be there.
I did. Okay, so, Caneville, Footballville, we did put out a list of roster departures we think that would happen. I did put Najee Kelly's name on the list, but then I got an asterisk right there. You know what I'm saying? It's an explanation of why I put him on the list. And because he's hurt, I'm like, well, you know, one thing Mario does is he lets him know, like, man, you know, I'm bringing in somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't keep sitting waiting. You know what I'm saying? But not
we got to get back on the field.
That's right. The issue. But yeah, you know, so I don't expect him to leave. You know, if that does, that'll be shocking to me. But then again, it's April 15th. It's going to be shocking to around the world to a lot of people because some of these names I'm hearing that's going to get in this portal, boy. Yeah, a lot of teams are going to be pushing niggas out. Like, hey, man, you got to go, dog. You got to go, man. You got to get the hell on because, man, that guy just hit the portal, man. We finna go get him.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why you got to respect the business on both sides. That's why it's funny to hear, you know, the crybabies talk about, like, oh, Miami paying and this, that, and the other. Well, yeah, you can pay too. So pay, motherfucker, or shut up. Right. I respect the business on both ends. These kids get pushed out. These coaches get paid. You should get paid if there's an opportunity to get paid. Absolutely, because tomorrow they may tell you, hey, man, we need that locker. You know what I mean? So it's all respect, you know, all respect given and due. And you pack your locker and you try to go make another business decision if it goes that way.
That nonsense about, Miami paying. Man, look, everybody's paying. Miami not even paying the most. But what Miami is doing is making sure they're paying. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of schools that's telling them they're going to get paid and not get paid. Yeah. That's the issue.
It's well structured. Yeah. We took I think Miami took the forefront and people was hoping for the stumble, but they know what it's like to be on the wrong side of the NCAA. They've been there, so it's like, and they know they don't like us. So we got to make sure our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed. Of course, they're gonna try to take our head off. You kidding me? Like we have no choice but to make sure that we're on top.
And a lot of people just forgetting this is what Mario do, NIL or not. Like he's a recruiter.
That's why we brought him in. You don't have to be the greatest coach. Right. It's the Jimmys and Joes. Way more than the
A's and O's. After they beat Florida 2 years ago, he was like, man, you could be the best coach in the world. Like, you got to have the players.
That's it. That's it. Because you can't coach, pick him up, and throw him out the way.
Right.
A guy just can do that. And when he could do that, that changes everything. When you triple team Aaron Donald and he still get the sack, there's no coaching for that. That's just a special individual doing special things. And right. The more you continue to bring in special individuals, the more you're going to hit on them. They're not all going to hit, right? Like, evaluation is bigger than just recruiting, because we all know at Miami, we never really liked the four stars. We had enough four stars on paper to run the ACC, at least our side, and it never worked out that way. All four stars ain't created equal. So you have to really have that eye for talent, untapped talent, and the difference between a kid that's just scratching the surface of what he could really be and a kid that's already kind of really all he's going to be. And there's a big difference in that. That's where you get, you know, some of the guys that we brought in that transferred, right, to, let's say, SMU, and they still don't start. So it wasn't just, oh, it was too much competition in Miami. So, no, he just wasn't that good. And the truth be told there. So we're trusting in Mario, who had to evaluate at a great level at Oregon, because Oregon has, yes, bells and whistles and reason kids want to come there, but it's still Oregon. And it still, you know, has its challenges where kids not going to want to go there. But he still managed to put together damn good rosters, you know, great O-lines full of three stars that they just figured out how to get right. So that's what you trusting in building this roster and making this team what we want it to be, ultimately. Secondary, I know we touched on it briefly. I'm with X. I just don't think we got the depth there all around. I've spoken to it before, and early return sounds good. We need Zaquan to be a key contributor this year. And if he stays healthy, I believe he is going to be able to do that to help with that depth in that position. And, you know, corners, I think, are you know, like I said, we're definitely not at the elite level. No question about it. But we got some good starting talent.
Yeah, we got some good corners, yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Yeah, you know, so the first three guys we pretty solid with. You got Daryl Porter, Damari Brown, and then Jadais Richards. You know, we're solid there. It's after those three guys, you start to say, okay, well, you know, where do we go from here?
But Stafford was hurt last year, right?
Yeah, with Stafford. Right. I mean, well, he's a freshman, so he didn't play so. But he's playing this year. He'll probably be the fourth guy. He looks good. Yeah, he looks good. He's serviceable. He's fast. They got him, you know, returning punts and kicks and stuff too. Also, he got to get his weight up. Demetrius Freeney he's the issue.
He ain't looking like he ready.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if he ever could get ready.
I kind of figured when we got him though, that was kind of like a dead piece, kind of like Shamar Kirk.
And I mean, like, you know, okay, so we took both of those guys from the JUCO ranking, thinking that they were gonna be, but they, yeah, Demetrius. I mean, Shamar shows sometimes, man, but Demetrius, I haven't seen nothing. Like, I'm like, goddamn.
I forgot he was on a roster.
Every time I turn my head, he getting beat. Like, hey. Damn, boy.
Listen, every time I turn my head, he getting beat like a domestic violence case.
you gonna fight back or something? Get a flag or something, man. They just.
Yeah, boy, saying this shit different. This shit man, different. Ray, look,
I guess when Ray Ray see him, man, Ray Ray be like, oh, this shit, this is easy.
Ooh.
I'm gonna lead this. I'm about to lead this man by 7 yards, man.
Tighten up, young man. Tighten up. Get your game together.
That's crazy. Hey, so Is the kid Thomas? Is he even on campus or he coming? Like, what's going on with him? I ain't heard nothing. I thought he was an early enrollee too.
Who that?
The safety. The other safety we took.
You talking about Sadie and Riley?
Isaiah Thomas.
No, no, I'm talking about Isaiah Thomas, the kid, the recruit that a day.
Remember, he was he's hurt. He can't. You know, he just had knee surgery, so he ain't gonna be back no time soon.
He hurt his knee again.
Yeah. He got hurt again.
So, oh my God!
I was mad. We took him. I'm like, he hurt his knee like 2 years in a row. I don't think he
was gonna get dropped. To be honest, with that knee issue, because I'm like, it's no way he's gonna be like serviceable with the team.
Man, that was a favor.
I don't expect him to be at Miami long. I don't expect him to be at Miami long because he's not gonna play.
We paying for surgeries. That's all. Yeah, get the best doctor you can get.
Yeah, we're gonna clean him up for somebody else, and then he's gonna go and be all conference. But he's not gonna
Mac.
Hey, X, who's your starting two safeties right now?
It will be
based off what you're seeing.
So if Powell is the safety, then it'll be Powell and maybe Jaden Harris.
I don't know if I can say this, but not including him, because I feel like he's going to move around. He's like a chess piece, kind of.
Okay, and that's why, you know, Powell's going to be the money guy. He's going to be that money star. So
besides him, who you got to talk to?
It'll be Jaden Harris and Savion Riley.
Okay.
I like when Markeith is out there, Markeith does an excellent job. You know, he just got to get his weight up on that one.
Weight issue, yeah.
Savion Riley, he's a big guy. He's a hitter. He want to come up and hit you. I'm not a fan of his coverage. He does good at times, but you know he's gonna hit you though. He's gonna
tackle. So secondary to safety, that's the biggest issue right now. Sound like. That's what I get off the practice reports, just reading them and stuff. The safety issue is going to be something. Because I keep hearing about we're going to take like a corner, but I'm like, why we wouldn't take another safety in the portal?
Well, we're going to lose one. We're definitely going to lose a safety from our roster. But yeah, we definitely need a corner.
Brian Ballum's still here, right?
Yeah, he's still here. I think he's probably most likely going to leave.
I like what I saw from him, though, like the times he did play.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, well, you know, that's my guy. I love him, man. I just don't think he's going to play much here for us right now.
That sucks. Yeah, I like – I'm with you, me. In a limited amount, we did get to see. I like
it. Can you speak on why that is?
Listen, when Brian Ballum got here – The DB coach who was before the one we got now, neither one of them was here when Brian Ballum got here. You know, when coaches come in, they tend to try to get their guys in. You know what I'm saying? He's just not getting any reps and stuff like that as far as with one of the tools.
I got one more question about secondary. Is Dylan Day on campus or not yet?
Yeah, they talk about Dylan Day. Yeah, he got hurt one day. I'm not sure if he came back, but he was out there. They had him playing like a lot of slot stuff like that.
Okay.
All right, no doubt. Well, that's kind of back and forth both sides of the ball. We like
say, yeah. That's basically it. Again, like I said, we got two more practices, and then you got the spring game on Saturday. No, I guess.
We can speak on linebackers. Linebackers, real quick.
Oh yeah. Goddamn.
We ain't speak on linebackers.
Man, that shit look good, boy. That shit look good out there. Them boys out there thumping. They covering good. That shit look good, man. Popo, Marcellus, Bobby, Wesley. Wesley added some weight. He's starting to look. Not like now, like a traditional linebacker.
Modern Darius, day.
He's Cameron Pruitt, Chase Smith. That linebacker group, this is the best linebacker group we've had in a long time.
We 3D.
I keep hearing a lot of Marcellus.
We could go, you know, we play two. We play two normally in the game. So just say you have the first, second, third group. You possibly have a fourth one. And we deep at linebacker.
Yeah, and I mean, starters is probably still the same, right? Kiko and
Kiko, Wesley, Popo will probably come in after Kiko, Marcellus, you know, Bobby. Bobby's actually, if we have three linebackers on the field, Bobby will probably be the starter. It'll be Kiko, Wesley, and Bobby.
Pruitt or
Bobby Washington.
Washington, okay. Because Cam Pruitt go by Bobby too, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's been confusing Washington. Me because I was like, wait, and they both play the same damn position, so it's been throwing me off. I was like, wait, who the hell is Bobby Pruitt? It's looking the way we want it to, as far as modern day football goes. You know, you're more 6'2 guys instead of your 6 foot guy with a long arm range. Yeah, that can run, that can get back and forth fast. So.
They are fast and they are traditional linebackers who want to hit. They want to knock the shit out of you. Like Bobby plays so damn fast. Bobby Washington, he plays so fast. We
saw glimpses last year of that.
That man just see he plays with, you know, even when you're looking through his eyes, he look like he's ready to kill somebody, man. Like he just ready to just destroy, man. And
he ball get ball.
So smart, athletic. Man, yeah, we haven't had a linebacker group like this in a long time, man.
That's exciting because yeah, it's definitely been full of mid. We brought in two freshmen and started them with Pinckney and McLeod. Not McLeod, Pinckney and
Shaq.
Quarterman, yeah. So yeah, it's a different day and age, man. I want to say, or ask real quick before we wrap up. And maybe next time we get together, we'll focus a little more just on recruiting, period. A lot of visitors been around, a lot of top flight kids in the nation, not just Florida. The best of the best are coming around the campus. And, you know, I expect nothing less than the top five again. Do you think we will see a little run soon, or are we going to kind of chill for a minute? They moved the date up a little bit, right?
So the first early signing day will be December 7th, I think that's so. Basically, the first week of December. We supposed to, from what I've been told, we're supposed to have a run this month, April. Supposed to have a good run, like from April to summertime. You know what I'm saying? We have six committed or five committed right now. I think it's five. By the time the season start, we'll be probably at, you know, you're just looking at, we have 12 total to 15, between 12 to 15, possibly. And then, you know, you get the rest of the guys during the regular season. But, yeah, I'm with you. We definitely going to have a top five. I'm even ready to start thinking top three.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a wave coming soon.
This year, I think we're picking amongst more elite kids. I think our B options this year are still the best of the best. It's just, do this one fit a little better? Is this one, you know, like more like we're picking the talent versus the talent picking us, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So, you know what? What it was is, okay, Mario came in 1 year and said, okay, I'm going to build this offensive line. Comes in the next year and say, well, we're going to build the defensive line. The linebacker recruiting was already there. The wide receiver recruiting is there. So he's looking at, okay, which group we've been having the issue with? Oh, now it's the secondary.
The DB room.
You know what I'm saying? So now he's, you know, they're going to attack the secondary real hard, man. With that, even adding the fact that you're going to get a good D-line group, you're going to get a good linebacker group, you're going to get a good wide receiver group, offensive line group, and you go from there. So, yeah, we're going to have some good class again. That's the ceiling, because if you win these games, shit.
I was telling somebody, I was like, man, I can't remember the last time we got a five-star cornerback, man. Like, what, Tracy Howard? We get the safeties, like everybody know we safety you. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody know that. Like we'll get the safeties, but as far as cornerback, and somebody explain it to me.
Not even five star, the last time we had a top 100 cornerback.
No, it's been a minute.
Damari.
He won top 100.
Yeah, DeMarcus won top 100.
No. So listen, no, Measy, listen. We've got Kamari Rogers. Remember we got Chris Gray.
Right.
These guys came to left. Like, that's the issue. Like, we've been getting them, but they're not here. You know what I'm saying? I think if Coach Chavis Jackson was still here, if he was here when Kamari and what's his name was here, they'll be here. You know what I'm saying? I think the way Coach Adai, which wasn't bad, those guys couldn't deal with his coaching style. And that's why they left. You know what I'm saying?
I keep hearing that, yo.
Well, peace. God bless them. You know, make us look bad. I like to see it. It rarely happens, though. Rarely do they leave us and go and shine. So I never really worry about it. I'm like, they never made me turn the TV on. And go,
that's a
damn.
Good point, Larry. I remember
he was one of us. Like, when does that happen? It don't happen. So I'm good with it.
Yeah, I think the last one who actually left us and actually did good was Gus Edwards.
Yeah. Gus Edwards, and that's really more. Yeah, he did. I used to always say Gus deserved more chances, but it is what it is. And then Gus was able to, you know, turn that into the NFL
career. Yeah, he's still in the league.
Yeah, he's still in there. Yeah. Somebody just signed him. He ain't with the Ravens no more. Anyway, yeah. That's here, no doubt.
Yeah.
That's here, no doubt. Well, I think we good, man. Get up out of here. I got to go hit the plantation.
Y'all watching the women's game? Real quick, my fault, man.
Go ahead. What's up?
I'm going to slide and watch support South Carolina for the people.
Yeah, oh, yes, always. Always. Yeah, Big Don Staley fan, yeah. I don't care nothing about no Caitlin Clark. You know what I'm saying? And y'all quit trying to make that girl hot. Get out of here. Grow up. Stop it. Stop it. She's good at basketball. Cut the shit.
She's good at basketball.
Let's stop it. I'm not hating on the players. I got to cut that shit out. Anyway, yeah, definitely. Big Don Staley fan, man. That's a program builder. That's what she did is amazing, man. Shout out to Don, man. But, yeah, y'all tune in. I'm Carolina all the way. All right. Thank y'all for tapping in, man. Tuning in. We'll be back with y'all ASAP, surely. Peace.
All right, peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.